Inglesby also reviewed 9 studies which tested engagement and retention methods that were employed continuously throughout treatment. These methods fell into 2 general categories. Structural changes in how treatment was delivered, such as group versus individual treatment, offering additional services or incentives, comparing providers with different training and experience, and clinical methods that were integrated into the treatment program itself, such as engagement-focused sessions throughout treatment. 6 of these studies involved parents or families served at outpatient clinics. 2 studies were conducted in the context of school-based prevention programs, and 1 was tested in a home visitation prevention program for expectant mothers. Only some of these strategies that were employed continuously or that were integrated into the treatment process led to improvements in engagement and retention, while others demonstrated mixed or no evidence of efficacy. Monetary incentives may increase families' initial interest, but do not have an impact on later attendance or program completion. Offering group-based instead of individual family sessions did not lead to greater participation and retention, but professional background of visitors in a preventive home visiting program did have significant effects on number of completed home visits, no-shows, and participant retention. Interventions in which families' motivations, expectations, and needs for treatment were addressed throughout the treatment process were generally successful in improving engagement and retention. Helping families cope with life stressors and identifying and matching families' motivations to treatment structure and activities appeared especially promising, although studies were also limited to outpatient clinic settings and may not be generalizable.